This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI and streaming everywhere on the Odyssey app.
Fourth and final hour of Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Jones will be back tomorrow. Thanks to Bradfoe and Shime for joining us early in the program. Terp is now in. A little pure baseball, a little pure football in the offseason for hoops. How's it going?
Pure sports talk.
Pure sports
talk.
That's
what we're at this week.
He's got some good stats of the week. I want to, speaking of stats, Matthew on Twitter retweeted this and sent it to us. Every team in baseball's record since the Rafael Devers trade. So all 30 teams. And what the records are. The Milwaukee Brewers have the best record in baseball. They've been insane. The Blue Jays have the second best record. Red Sox are third. 36-24. They're 12 games over 500 since the trade. The San Francisco Giants have the worst record in baseball since the Devers trade. They're 22-37, 15 games under 500. So that's worse than the White Sox, the Rockies, Nationals, like these historically bad teams. They've been worse since getting Devers.
And that's like the one swing that it was like they went all this time. They were trying to land like a power hitter, somebody that can fit
yeah,
in that lineup
right,
and
right.
push them over
they
the top.
Them.
They get them. And they just revert to the worst team in baseball. That's kind of hilarious
it's
in a sense.
Kind of amazing. But anyway, I just wanted to point that out real quick. I do want to get back to football as we are less than 3 hours away from the cuts. And it seems like, I don't know, maybe you can think of another one. It feels like who's on and off at the receiver position and then what happens with Duggar are probably the two biggest questions as far as like uncertainty with the roster right now.
Yeah, and I think the Duggar and Jennings, those two kind of lumped together. I think they're more likely to be traded than they are to be cut just with the dead cap. And we talked about it yesterday. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't make sense for this team to be cutting off good players. But the receivers are probably the biggest one. That's what everyone's been talking about all throughout camp.
Yeah.
So I think Javon Baker's really one that people are looking into. Is being a special teamer enough to make this roster? And we'll figure out soon here. 3 hours to go.
I know. We're getting there. So they'll have maybe they'll have the cut-down desk on the afternoons program, and they can throw the damn ball for every single
cut.
They probably should make a sounder, I would think.
Something with the John Cena like entrance.
There's got to be a way to do it. So some of them have been trickling out. Deontay Jacobs has been released, according to reports, as has Parker Romo, the kicker. There's a kicker battle.
Yeah.
And I'm not confident. I wasn't really confident in either guy, and we'll see how it plays out. They drafted Borgalis this year. So if you get drafted as a kicker, like you should make the team, unless you're, you know, Justin Rohrwasser or one of these other past failures that the Red Sox, the Patriots have had. Mike Reese tweeted this a couple hours ago. He said, opinion analysis. As Mark Daniels said, the Patriots informed kicker Parker Romo of their intention to release him, while media members like this one touted a competition in camp by last week. I didn't sense the brain trust viewed it similarly. Not having Romo kick in the preseason finale was one tip off, despite Andy Borgalis' missed 49-yarder. So I feel like he has, like, he was sort of given the job, and it's just a matter of like, all right, how good is he going to be?
Like you said, when you draft a guy, they pretty much have the job. And I'll be completely transparent. Yeah. I was not locked in on the kicker battle. I think there was a lot more going on with this roster that had far more intrigue. But from what I saw from different reporting, it seemed like it was going to go the other way, that they were going to hold on to Parker Romo. No longer John Parker Romo, just Parker
Romo. No, because it's too serial killer-like, so he's like, let me drop that off. Let me drop the first name, go middle name, last name. But yeah, so he's gone. I think the receiver...
Do you think Borgalis is going to keep the number in the 30s now? So now that he made the team?
I mean, that says a lot.
A kicker in the 30s?
You got to go lower than that.
Yeah, you got it right.
Although...
Are there any single digits left?
Maybe six.
I think so.
Depending on what happens with Baker.
Oh, jeez.
Maybe.
You think Baker makes the team?
Yeah, I think he does. Yeah, I think he does.
Special teams-wise?
I think Carr made a good point earlier, too. It's easier to hold on to a guy that you drafted just last year. And, I mean, you need help with the special teamer, obviously, with Marcellus dialed down. And he's like a fourth-round receiver. Like, you know, you take a shot at him. I think it is easier to hold on to him than people may look at it. I know it's been bad and it hasn't been a great camp, especially offensively for him, but I think it is worth holding on to him.
Yeah. It seems like Bourne and Polk will be kind of out of sight, whether on IR or not, they're out of sight. And so if Diggs and Hollins, the two veteran free agents that you brought in, those guys are on the team. Pop Douglas and Kayshon Boutte might be your two most consistent receivers. They're on the team. Kyle Williams is your third-round pick. He's on the team. That's already five.
Chisholm
is probably on the team, I think. Or, like, I don't know. We might have overrated him because, as Curran was saying, he probably still could get on the practice squad, and then he could always call him up if need be. I don't know if teams are banging down the door for the sixth receiver on the Patriots.
No.
Like, there's no way.
Which is kind of leads me to the point of holding on to Baker. It's not like we're deciding among a roster that's just full of talent. Like, it's not like these guys don't have interchangeable pieces they can let go. It's like this roster needs some help in the depth areas. So it's not like it's a huge deal if you cut one of your back-end tackles or whatever it may be.
Mike Reese saying now the Patriots have informed outside linebacker Truman Jones of their intention to release him. I was unfamiliar with Truman Jones.
Yeah, I wasn't familiar with his work either.
Also, another one from around the league, the Titans have waived rookie wide receiver Xavier Restrepo, who was super productive at Miami.
Wasn't he one of your guys?
He was one of my guys. Now, he's slower than molasses. The guy runs in quicksand, but was really productive with Cam Ward at Miami and didn't make the team with the Titans. The Titans certainly don't have like a loaded wide receiver room. Although Ridley was good for him last year. I don't know. Schultz writes they're going to try to bring him back on the practice squad. I don't know. I didn't follow him in camp or anything like that, but that was a guy that was such a productive college player I thought would be interesting.
He was tied to the Patriots quite a bit, too.
Was he during camp or whatever?
I mean, maybe it was just speculation, but I remember seeing that name a lot around mock drafts and whatnot from the Patriots.
Also, this just into the news desk, according to Adam Schefter, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are engaged.
Are you serious?
Yeah, yeah. According to Adam Schefter.
Schefter wrote that news? That's what it more surprised
me. No. He didn't break the news. He just reposted.
Oh, he's screenshotting his Instagram?
Okay, yes,
he screenshotted their Instagram. So Taylor Swift and Killa Trav, who I assume is Travis Kelce.
That's a hell of a collaboration on Instagram there.
You could probably change your screen name, right? Or your username. You don't have to be Killa Trav, do you? That feels like I got on Instagram in high school with a name, and then
let's mix that up.
Now I have a job. I should probably.
I mean, I'm not surprised by that. I was more so when he was like, Schefter broke the news. I was like, what is that?
Well, that's the first I saw of it.
Yeah. All these flowers are like a nightmare. You're gonna need a box of tissues.
Yeah, where is
it? It says that she posted it 8 minutes ago.
Okay, so Schefter was just stalking them on Instagram and was able to screen grab it and post it.
Did you see the caption? It doesn't really make a whole lot of sense to me. Your English teacher and your gym teacher are getting married with looks like a bomb emoji.
Yeah, it looks like a stick of dynamite.
It's
a stick of dynamite right there, Terp.
Sorry, I'm not caught up in my nuclear weapons.
I'm going to go out.
Whatever those would be.
Just like, it's like something Wile E. Coyote would use chasing the Roadrunner.
He's too young for that.
That's true. That would be a good question.
I'm ready for this thing. I'm ready for this like showdown with Roman.
I'm looking forward to that, too.
This is
We have to come up. So Jones and I are going to have to come up with a bunch of questions that you and he do not see ahead of time. And then we'll quiz back and forth. See who the smarter early 20-year-old is. Yeah, I guess the caption is probably... I'm going to go out on a limb. Is that maybe like a lyric from a song?
I don't recognize this lyric, so maybe it's on the new album.
your English teacher and your gym teacher are getting married. Which is which? You think he?
I think
Killer Trav might be the gym teacher. But anyway, I guess that's breaking news.
Biggest news on cut day today.
Bigger news: Xavier Restrepo cut or Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift are engaged.
I'll probably go with the latter there.
I kind of thought they were sneaky already married. I thought we were going to find out like a year from now that they've been married for like 3 years. Like we didn't even know. They kind of kept it together.
They didn't do this on the podcast. They had to do her album announcement. Imagine the numbers on the podcast if they are not. If
the numbers on the podcast are still pretty good.
Yeah, but like it could be a little more than that.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
There's still time.
There is. Yeah, people are excited about it.
There'll be a lot of songs about this.
Yeah, Andy Hart's tweeting about it now. Burt Breer's tweeting about it.
People are fired up about this. Like, you know, it's often thrown out like this is going to break the internet. This feels like it could break the internet.
Yeah, I think it could. I'm actually,
what? Taylor Swift?
I love. So, Terp, I've never been a hater. There's a lot of haters out there that see her on TV, and they're like, hey, she's on my TV too much. I wish they would show some flat, fat slob eating a hot dog in the stands instead of her cheering for him in the private suite. I don't care. That's fine.
Do we need to update our power couples now? Did they make the list when we did this in Valentine's
They might be.
Day?
Stiz is fired up. Stiz is all fired up in the
He's
hallway.
Like running down the hallway.
Jumping up and down. This is great news
for him.
What,
did he like call this? Did he have a wager on this?
Yeah, did somebody have money on this?
I don't know. Maybe he's just a big fan. He just wants to see these two kids. Yeah, I don't know if... what was your question, Nick?
Should we update the power couples list?
Oh. So they
were they
might
even
have,
on it?
How were they not
were.
On it?
No, they were.
They had to
be. Was that the reason for doing the list?
Yeah. I think it was. Because we did one sports, quote-unquote, celebrity that was with a non-sports celebrity. So if there were two sports, didn't count. If it was two, like, actor or actresses, didn't count. It had to be, like, a
Now
like
that she is Travis Kelce's wife or fiance, does this change things? Does this make it look like, would you move her up on your all-time podcast guest list? Does this
change things? No.
Still not.
And now that she's done a podcast, I'd actually put her lower on the list.
Oh, you didn't think she was that good?
No. Meaning, I think it's more of a get. You know what I'm saying? That person's never been on one. I've never heard it before. She was on there for like 2 hours, so she's already done a podcast.
That was a very long podcast.
It's a very long.
I mean, I'm more of like.
Did you listen to it?
No. I just saw the timestamps. I was like, this is very long.
Yeah, it was. It's like Joe Rogan's getting like 3 hours going. But yeah, so they had a long podcast there. No, I wonder if this though. You know how there's like the Kardashian curse. When the Kardashians with an athlete, the athlete like sinks.
Yeah,
is this sort of the end of the?
I mean, he's getting to the end anyway.
Yeah, I think
now is this his last year?
Did he confirm that?
I don't think he did. I think he's real cryptic about it.
I think he's gonna play forever or try. He's gonna be that guy that tries to play forever.
I mean, why would you stop at this point? I mean, I know he had a down year last year for his standards, but if your team's consistently good, you're consistently like contending for a Super Bowl. Why would you want to stop playing?
It's true. So last year, he had 823 yards receiving, only 3 touchdowns. In the playoffs, he had 13 catches in 3 games for 175 and a touchdown. So
it was a weird year for their offense in general, though. Remember, it took them forever to score. What was 30 points?
I don't know if they ever did.
They never did.
It was against who they played in the playoffs, the Bills. They did
it was
the first time
they did
in the playoffs.
Yeah, the first time they scored.
Yeah, that was weird
in the postseason.
He's going to turn 36 early October. So I mean, yeah, because he came into the league a little bit later. This could be his last year. I also don't think the Chiefs are going to be great this year.
Well, Andy Reid says they're going to air it out. He told them to bring their running shoes because they're going to be launching it.
He actually did make the roster for them. So
he did.
He did.
Yeah. And Schefter said he's
so
supposed to have
even more proof
role.
They're not going to be great because also that division's good, right? Chargers and Broncos are pretty good. The Raiders aren't good, but they're better than they were.
It feels like we do this every year with Tyquan Thornton, though. He's like Jerry Rice in training camp, and then as soon as we get to week one, it's like, all right, here he is. This is him.
Speed merchant. You're like, no, I'm not counting on
that's why you just got to be so careful what you take in from training camp and practices and whatnot. Like, obviously, there's useful information and important stuff that you can take from it, but like people are ready to declare Tyquan Thornton an all-pro at certain times.
Oh, yeah. And that went away. So now you're going to have Travis Kelce engaged, Josh Allen married. Does that affect their games?
I sure hope not, because I picked Josh Allen in quite a few fantasy leagues. Took him early, too.
Oh, so we have our fantasy draft on Thursday. I should promote that. 9 o'clock, we're going to stream it. We'll do it, I think, from both the Dork YouTube account and the Jones and Keefe Twitter account. And so feel free to razz us for all of our picks. We'll be able to have like the whole board up there and a bunch of us bitching about it. Do you have any – I know you don't want to give away your whole strategy, But do you have any fantasy sleepers for us?
You know, if
because you have you already done a couple drafts?
I've done a couple drafts.
But you're in like dynasty leagues though, right?
Yeah, I do dynasty, so that's but a I have a redraft. You know who I've been really surprised to have been like slipping a little bit like so much later?
Kyle in redraft. Pitts.
Well, Kyle Pitts does every year, but more so later this year than years before. But like Jalen Waddle's falling a little bit.
And, yeah.
Like, I think you just don't know what's going to happen with Tyreek Hill there.
Well, I think the whole Miami Dolphins are sort of up in the air. I think Mike McDaniel is now the favorite for first coach fired.
Is he?
Yeah, I think he is. We're just looking at this the other day. They freshened up the rankings going into the season. And I think Brian Daboll is towards the top, who is who I picked last year. And I might double down this year when we do our predictions.
And they were on the fence with him, and it seemed like they were on the fence, and then the owner came out and was like, no, we're going to keep both of them.
He might get more time. Russell Wilson might buy him more time to get him to Jackson Dart.
All right, so here's the argument against... Yeah, you're right. So they did just draft a quarterback in the first round who looked great in the preseason against the
They'll probably
scrubs.
Give him the chance to bench Russell Wilson before they fire him.
The first four games of the year for the Giants are at Washington, at Dallas... Home to the Chiefs, home to the Chargers.
That Cowboys running back situation is ugly.
Wow, what's going on there?
Well, Javonte Williams is pretty much their only healthy running back right now.
Ew.
They have that rookie they drafted, and then they have
Jaden Blue,
and then they have Miles Sanders who's also hurt. Yeah. So Javonte Williams going into week one is pretty much their only healthy running back. And that's a team that everyone's already skeptical of the Cowboys, and that team, I don't know.
Well, Micah Parsons. Still...
They have a coach that's never been a head coach before.
There's also that. And then, so a coach who's never been a head coach before, and it's like, hey, let's get him George Pickens.
Yeah.
And, like, see how that goes.
Let's manage these egos.
Like, all right.
Speaking of former Pittsburgh Steeler wide receivers, Diontae Johnson.
Yeah, available.
Also, like, what happened to that guy?
I don't know. Which, we've gotten back to this before, but, like, Mike Tomlin, who I never thought was, like, the greatest coach. He's always, like, he's very consistent and all that stuff, but he's won a Super Bowl, which is good, but that feels like forever ago. But to get what he got out of Antonio Brown, Diontae Johnson, George Pickens, like all these receivers that go somewhere else and are just like uncontrollable.
And these bridge quarterbacks they've had since Ben Roethlisberger retired. You've had all these bridge quarterbacks, and they're still now they get into the playoffs, and you know Mike Tomlin consistently in the playoffs. But once they get there, they have nothing to show for it because you don't have a quarterback. How do you think Aaron Rodgers is going to do there?
Not good.
No.
Yeah,
I think he's done.
I do. I took the cheese on him when he went to the Jets. I thought he was going to be great with the Jets. Then he got hurt. And I'm like, all right, he's back.
You won the Super Bowl, didn't you?
I did.
Was that last year?
No.
Or make the Super Bowl.
I think I had the Packers beating him in the Super Bowl. Kind of a storyline. Nice storyline.
Revenge arc, yep.
I thought Jordan Love was going to be really good. He wasn't. I thought Rodgers was going to be really good. He wasn't.
He was during the Toyotathon.
That's a good point. Love during the Toyotathon, different kind of player. But full season, not great. So, no, I think Aaron Rodgers is kind of like cash. I don't think the Steelers make the playoffs.
Especially in that division. Yeah. That's going to be a tough division with Cincinnati. You would imagine Cincinnati's better.
I think Cincinnati bounce back. I think Baltimore's going to be great. They're the favorite to win the whole thing. I don't know about Cleveland. Cleveland's
probably contending for the first pick.
Yeah. Top five, according to sportsbetting.ag, top five in the first NFL coach fired. So, meaning like the guy they think is most likely to be the first coach fired is Mike McDaniel, a 2-1. Then Brian Daboll. Then Shane Steichen with the Colts, Dave Canales with Carolina, and Kevin Stefanski with Cleveland.
The Stefanski one's interesting because didn't they just re-up him?
Ooh, that's a good question. I feel like Stefanski and Daboll to me are similar where I think they're both really good like offensive coaches. I don't think they have a lot of great around them. You know, Stefanski 2 years ago got that team to the playoffs with like four different quarterbacks.
You can't expect him to do anything with this team this year.
Yeah, like you're like, here's Deshaun Watson. Like he doesn't play.
Oh, they extended Miles Garrett, though. So there you go.
So I know those are guys that I think would get a job immediately somewhere else, but I could also see if they ended up getting off to horrible starts and then they end up moving on. But I don't know. Oh, the other question I was asking, Kern, I'm curious where you stand on this. Belichick on Monday night. Are you all in on that?
I'm all in.
Yeah.
I'm rooting for him. I don't get all here all over. It feels like there's a lot of negativity around the guy. Like I'm rooting for him.
Yeah, it is kind of odd that there is so much negativity around him, right? Like I don't
go TCU
unless you're big BC fans.
Go
and
TCU.
I get it.
Also, okay,
big another ACC team. I get it. Like you don't want him. You want BC to win.
Yeah,
the
but
ACC,
like
sure.
So
like,
I mean, I guess I heard them talking about it a little bit this morning. Like if you're mad at Bill. For what I get, like fine, like and dislike whoever you want. I just feel like I'm curious how he is going to do. I'm going to be paying attention to North Carolina football. I also feel like, you know, are you blaming him for like Brady being gone, then like, or like not ending his career here? Is that like what you're hung up on? And if so, fine. But also have that same energy towards Kraft. Like, shouldn't you be more right. mad at Kraft for like allowing that to happen? If that is the reason why, even that you're still pissed at Bill.
I mean, you can't. You, obviously, he deserves a lot of the blame for the reason like the team is in the state that it's in. I mean, missed on all these drafts. Obviously, you know, like the ending was not great, especially after Tom Brady. But now it's like it's completely separate. It's not like he's coaching another NFL team. It's like. There's no correlation here.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You're right. Like he's a college coach. I also think it would be interesting if it's more interesting if he's really good down there and then the NFL still turns their back on him. Then you're like, all right, that's like what's going
now,
on.
Now
then
I think it just becomes like an age thing. Like are you willing to rebuild? Because you would imagine that a team bringing him in would be a rebuilding team trying to reset a culture. Because you're not going to, Belichick's not going to come in, you know, coach for a year or two with the young, like with an NFL team.
But what
team?
If it was a team like Dallas that has the talent already, so you don't have to worry about him like having bad drafts, and you're like, we just need you to be a better coach than what we've had over the last few years. That I thought that'd be more sense. Or like if the Bills hit the wall again, and you're like, all right, Sean McDermott, you've been really good, but you've never been able to get us to a Super Bowl. But now I also wonder, I don't think Bill is the same coach that he once was.
Definitely not.
Like he's not the best coach.
And I also think in any sport, I think particularly in the NFL, when you hire a head coach, the idea is this is a long-term arrangement. Like you're not just going to rent a head coach for a year to 2-3 years, whatever it may be. So I think that might play into it as well.
All right, you can join the program at 617-779-7937. It's the same number to text into the show. You can watch us on Twitch or on YouTube. We have Terp sitting in for Jones right now here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Bridges got your trending, and coming up next, it is time for Grab Bag.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Listening to Jones and Keefe sure does help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you want to go where everybody grabs your bag. And they always grab your bag. You want to be where you can see. Your troubles are all a drag. You want to go where everybody grabs your bag.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, I hope we have some Taylor Swift grab bags songs coming up for the next segment, Keith. I hope you got some loaded up. All right, great. Because breaking news, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce just got engaged. Nick, how come we didn't get a breaking news sounder for that?
No.
No? Okay, fine. Should have been. She said yes. Most important news of the day, in my opinion. But also, the Red Sox are back in the win column after a 4-3 win against the Orioles last night. The Sox and O's play the second game of that series tonight. Lucas Giolito will get the start for the Sox. And first pitch at 6:35 tonight. You can hear that right here on 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Star Market, WEI Red Sox Network. Shaw's Go Shopping, Get Rewarded. Will Fleming and Will Middlebrooks will have the call. And Christian Arcan has the pregame show at 5:30, brought to you by Mass Mutual. It's cut down day in the NFL. Every team must be at their 53-man roster by 4 p.m. And this morning, the Patriots made a few cuts, including kicker Parker Romo, but still have several cuts to make in the next 2 hours before the deadline. I'm Bridget Prue, and that's what's trending now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Now more of Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
It's time for Grab Bag. It's time for Grab Bag.
Oh, it certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Turpin for Jones. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Red Sox winners last night. They're back at it tonight in Baltimore against the Orioles. Friend of the show, Lucas Giolito, gets the start. He's 8-2 with a 3.72 ERA. He'll be opposed by Kyle Bradish, the right-hander for the Orioles. 6:35 first pitch, 5:35 pregame, but another nice win for the Sox last night.
Yeah, that was big. Duran needed that bad. Yeah. Needed that.
Definitely.
It was like 3 weeks since his last home run, something like that, before last night.
Yeah, it seemed like it'd been a bit of a power outage.
And then that pairing of Whitlock and Chapman has just been nasty.
Oh, my God, they were nailed. And good to see Matz pitch well last night.
Yeah, he's been good.
Yeah, he has been. And so that was just a straight bullpen game. Unfortunately, Richard Fitz got hurt. He was sort of like the long man last night, left with an injury, so we'll see what happens there. Hoping for a good Giolito start, you know, because he's had a good year, and he had a really good start against the Marlins two starts ago. Last time out against the Yankees, couldn't get out of the fifth inning, so hopefully Giolito bounces back here tonight.
The wonder of the grab bag. Take a chance, make it grab bag. Pop a cork, fingers grab bag. Spin the wheel, round and round grab bag. Life is grab, life is bag. Grab bag yourself a front grab bag. Let's meet and have a grab bag. Yeah, let's live for the wonder of the grab bag.
The Las Vegas Raiders have signed Amari Cooper to a one-year deal. Cooper, of course, was with the Raiders, also with the Browns. He was with the Cowboys. He was in Buffalo briefly last year, but he was drafted all the way back in 2015, fourth overall by the Raiders. So he returns to the Raiders. He had a 1,000-yard year back in 2023. Actually, 1,200 yards, 2023, Pro Bowler with
career
the Browns.
High, I'm pretty sure, yeah, that year.
Last year, played with both Cleveland and Buffalo. Didn't really do anything. And then he's been a free agent this whole time. And I feel like Diggs is a better player right now. But I guess with Cooper, does that mean the Raiders would be more willing to move on from Jacoby Myers, who asked for a trade.
Well, the fact that they signed him right after that came out, I thought was pretty interesting. But, I mean, I don't have any interest in Cooper.
I don't want Cooper.
I can see why he was waiting that long. But Myers, I'd absolutely take back. He had one of his best years with Josh McDaniels, so take him back in a heartbeat.
Yeah, you know, Cooper's had 10,000 yards receiving in his career. It's pretty good.
That is really good. I mean, he was good at the beginning of his career. He tailed off so significantly the last 2 years. Like you said, 2023 was a career high. He was great that year. It's just tailed off last so year significantly was since then.
That's true.
Let the grab hit the bag. Let the grab hit the bag. Let the grab hit the bag. Let the grab hit the bag!
Houston Texans running back Joe Mixon is going to miss at least the first 4 weeks of the season. Now, they have Nick Chubb there.
So I forgot all about that.
I know. I don't know if he's going to be the guy. They also have Damian Pierce. But I would assume Nick Chubb gets...
I think Woody Marks is the guy everybody's freaking out about down there.
Is that who they're going to... Oh, to start?
I don't know if he's like to be like the bell cow by the end of the year. Like, take over for Joe Mixon, even if he's healthy.
All right. Well, I guess. Just call my
name and I'll... Grab bag.
Big dumper. Another big dumper update in the grab bag. Socked his 50th home run last night. First got a 50 this year. Cal Raleigh. Now, did Judge miss enough where Raleigh could win the MVP, or probably not?
So very briefly, Raleigh jumped him in the betting odds to win MVP, but Judge has taken back over and pretty significantly.
Raleigh could end up breaking Judge's AL record this year. He has 30 games and he's 13 home runs away.
So what's he on pace for right now? I can double check that.
Maybe it was with the Nikola Jokic with Aaron Judge here. Like the voter fatigue.
It could be. Could be a little bit of that.
I don't see that.
Raleigh on pace for 61. A Roger Maris.
So one, what, two short, one short?
61. Yeah, because obviously Judge went past Maris.
Well, yeah, because they paraded the family around for 6 weeks trying to get him to break the record.
They sure did. There was every game.
Unless Judge collapses here, he has not looked the same since coming back from that injury.
All right, so
and
Dumper's
he hasn't
got,
played the field either.
Dumper's got a chance.
So he has a chance, but it's tough when he leads in, what, OPS, batting average, all that good
War.
Stuff. And Raleigh's average is not that great.
No. Yeah, he's just sucking dingers.
Exactly.
He's too busy sucking dingers.
That's all he needs to do.
He's got to hit every time.
It's me. Hi. I'm the grab bag. It's me.
I turned that around real quick.
That was. Good job, Bridget.
Congratulations to Travis and Taylor.
And to all the Swift and Killa Trav fans that are out there. And to the Kenny Pickett fans, as he is on the move once again, traded to the Raiders. So he has just been traded left, right, and center. And if you want Kenny Pickett, you can get Kenny Pickett.
You didn't hear anything about the Aiden O'Connell injury.
That's why
they wouldn't trade it for him.
Yeah, is he 6 to 8 months
six
or whatever
to 8 months,
out?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, so that's pretty bad. All right. And she's watching it with those eyes. And she's loving with that grab bag. I just know it. Tommy Cutlets, Tommy DeVito cut by the Giants. Of course, he had that sense watching the preseason game last week. He's behind Russell Wilson, Jameis Winston, and Jackson Dart. Unlikely he was going to make the team. Nothing?
Oh, no, I didn't know if we were going right there. I'm still adjusting to the grab bag here.
It's whatever you want. You don't have to say anything. That's the beauty of the grab bag.
Would he make a better backup than Josh Dobbs?
Good question. And I would say no.
You don't think so?
I mean, it's probably close.
It'd be more fun.
It would be more fun. I agree with you on that. I think given the fact that Dobbs was with the team for the last 2 months or whatever, I would say he has the leg up on it. But I don't think there's a big gap between the two.
If they can get him to the practice squad, be the emergency third quarterback?
Could. Or are they going to do that with the Woolly Mammoth? Do you think they're going to do it?
I mean, I feel like, he made up the point yesterday that he knows the offense already, so might as well. It just makes too much sense. This is loneliness and loneliness is
cleanliness and cleanliness is godliness and godliness. Grab bag.
Just like me.
Unnecessarily long tail on that. According to Savage Sports on Twitter, he is giving a hat tip here to New England Sports Fellow on Twitter.
An aggregator's hat tipping an aggregator?
Yeah, I think you can do that. Spider-Man meme? Aggregator,
it's
aggregator?
Basically what it is.
Dove Kleeman. Boom. But anyway, so we can probably look this up. But Javon Baker's deleted all of his Instagram posts.
Uh-oh.
Can we confirm
that?
Did
he unfollow the Patriots?
Maybe he got some bad news today. I don't know. We have to double check. Is this true? Javon Baker I don't think he deleted his account. He just deleted. Oh, yeah, here he is. Javon Baker.
Maybe he's just locking in for the season. He's going to not do Instagram this year.
Yeah, that's true. Zero posts.
I've got no Javon Baker. I've got Javon Baker lover 6, Javon Baker lover, Javon
what
Baker
I
1.
See,
I see him. 103,000 followers, oh, yeah. Including Fitzy.
And that's what I see is he changed his profile.
Stop popping up for me.
That's yours.
He changed his profile picture to just a blank thing in it, like what you'd see in a video game or a roster with that you can't tell what the person looks like. It's like the blacked out thing, and then it just says athlete, and that's it. It's everything else is gone.
Okay. All right. There you go.
Grab bag. When you walked in, so shame on me now. Blew me to places I've never been. Now I'm lying on the cold, hard ground. Grab bag, grab bag, grab bag.
Packers have cut former Chiefs wide receiver Mecole Hardman. Any interest in Mecole Hardman?
You kind of have your receiver. He's a fast receiver, but you have Kyle Williams for that reason. He's your
very threat,
so I'm probably out on Mecole Hardman.
I agree. I don't think you really need him.
I'm so happy. Cause today from
Grab Bag on Jones and Keefe.
All right, the Red Sox won last night, so let's get you your Hogdale call of the night.
1-0 pitch. This is swung on and lifted by Duran, center field, high and deep. The center fielder's going back, tries to bring it back. He cannot, though! A futile effort! Jaron Duran, a 3-1 bomb! Puts the Sox up by 1. So, it's a 4-3 ball game. Sox lead in the top of the fifth. Let's go.
Signature call there from Hogdale once
he's
again.
He's mixing in the swearing again. It's I think that's why he's more excited.
I agree. I think the team, there's a little bit more juice in the team now. They're on a bit of a heater as of late, so now, that's good.
If we do have Hog in for his world tour here, he has to limit the swearing, though. That's not going to fly here.
True. Yeah, you got to save it for the podcast. Can't be doing that.
Can't be doing that here.
On the radio. That's a pretty good point. All right,
Rich. Here we go. Yep. Background music. Gonna give it away. Abra, abra, cadabra. Let Jones and Keefe reach out and grab bag ya. Jones and Keefe heat up. They can't cool down. The grab bag keeps spinning round and round.
All right, Terp, let's find out who the best baseball performer was from Monday, August 25th. I'm going to give you a series of nominees, and then you give me one winner.
All right, let's do it.
Was it Junior Caminero, 4-for-5, 2 home runs, 3 RBI, 4 runs scored, and a steal? Was it Andy Pages, 2-for-3, 2 home runs, 4 RBI? Was it Matt Wallner, 2-for-4, 2 home runs, 3 RBI? Was it Luis Torrens, 3-for-5, home run, 5 RBI, 2 runs scored? Was it Edward Cabrera, 7 scoreless innings, 10 Ks? Was it Emmett Sheehan, 7 scoreless innings, 10 Ks? Or was it Shane Smith, 7 scoreless innings, 3 Ks?
Shane Smith, honorable mention there. Jones is absolutely right. You were like leaning right in on that computer.
I can't read it. And it's tough. Some of the letters, the double L on Wallner was hard to
read. We'll
can we give him one of those like the tests, like the eye tests? We'll just get one of those posters.
I will tell
you
right now.
Do it on the air. We'll go Andy Pages.
Andy Pages, 2-for-3, 2 dongs. So yeah, he definitely deserves it. Congratulations.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, with Jones and Billy out, we're going to have Nick take control of random baseball player of the day once again. Nick, what do you got?
All right, so we got a former Oriole who early in his career played a lot of third base and then would play left and first base, too. Both hot corners, a little bit of outfield, but early on in his career, a lot of third.
Melvin Mora.
No. Oh. He played from 1997 to 2010. He started in Texas.
Oh.
And he never once got an award for anything.
Hank Blaylock?
Zero-time All-Star.
Oh, zero-time All-Star.
This is
and
a
we
random
had Hank Blaylock
ball player.
Before.
We have. Yeah, but that doesn't mean we won't have him again.
He was a Ranger.
Okay.
A Cardinal.
Dean Palmer.
Expo.
An Expo.
An Oriole and a Met.
Oriole and a Met. What kind of home runs? What kind of...
Good point. So he maxed out 35 career dongs. Next highest...
35 dongs? What year was that?
Next highest, 18.
Oh.
And I would not think of him as an Oriole. I would think of him as a Cardinal.
Okay. All right. So a Cardinal hot corner artist who also played the outfield hot corners?
Later in his career, when he was with the Mets, he would play so the outfield hot corners as well.
Versatility in there.
Interesting. So he played a few different spots. Third base, first base, no time all-star, had
zero
a 35 home run season.
34 home run season, zero time all-star.
Oh, 34. He just shorted him one.
In 1999, he hit 34 dongs.
Now,
I wonder what was going on there.
The ball was flying that year. Ball was absolutely flying.
Not in baseball from 04-05 season, not in baseball. And he missed 2007.
What was he doing?
I don't know.
Traveling the world, maybe?
He might have been.
All right. So, hot corner for the Orioles. Did he hit the 34 home runs with the Orioles?
He did.
Okay.
In 1999.
Damn. And it's not Melvin Mora.
I've got nothing.
You got nothing on that?
You lost me at Expos.
It's not B.J. Surhoff.
It is not. I don't see the Twitch chat having it either.
Oh, they don't.
But I do have like a, if you need a massive hint, I can give you one.
Hold on a second. Third base. Yeah, I'm drawing a blank. Oh, wait. No. Jay Payton played in the outfield.
His kid is currently in baseball.
His kid is in baseball.
And I believe he is on your dong team.
Oh.
On Keefe's dong team?
I believe on Keefe's dong
Fernando
team.
Fernando Tatis?
He got it! The Red
Sox win! I think he had two grand slams in an inning.
He did.
Yeah, so I know that. So
only
Fernando
player
Tatis,
in Major League Baseball history to do so.
Pretty impressive stuff.
Feels like that won't be broken, right?
That was a good one. I don't think anybody
got
that.
He only played 28 games for the Orioles in 06.
It's okay.
All he played for the Orioles.
No, but that's fine. That hits the criteria. I'm surprised. Never an all-star.
Never an all-star. He had 34 home runs and 107 RBI in 1999. His next highest was 18 and 64 in 2000.
Then there was like that viral story, which I think was proven wrong. Did you ever hear that rumor about there was a broadcaster giving him a foot rub on the back of like a plane?
Go on.
Yeah, I don't think it was proven true, but it was one of those stories that like somebody mentions it, it gets picked up, and it just goes viral.
I hadn't heard that one.
Yeah. I think it's been proven wrong. But all right, there you go. There's a random player. Nice job by Nick and everybody who was playing along. We have our clip du jour and the crossover coming up next here on WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom?
Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe.
On WEEI.
All right, back around, Jones and Keefe, WEEI. It's time now for our clip du jour. Terp, you ready for that?
What's that all about?
I'm glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And today, we had Shyman for the first hour talking some football. And, well, you know, when you fall in love with a player, I guess it can be pretty hard to break. And that remains to be the case for one Chris Shyman.
Kyle Pitts?
You're drafting Kyle Pitts, aren't you, fancy? You're a moron.
Can I tell you something? Yeah. This is guilty pleasure.
Kyle Pitts is your guilty pleasure.
Kyle Pitts is going to be good this year. My hot take of the year, Kyle Pitts is going to prove all the haters wrong.
No, he's not. Yep.
Michael Pittix is good. Michael Pittix is good. Drake London and Kyle Pitts are going to be great.
Did you see that?
Kyle Pitts have a touchdown in America yet?
Yeah, I think so. He had like four his rookie year.
No, he had one his rookie year. He had four last year.
That's right. He had 1,000 yards his rookie year, though. And people are just like, yeah, he stinks. I'm like, no,
he's
his
had like
1,000
since then.
Well, yeah, because the quarterbacks thrown to him are like Desmond Ridder and Kirk Cousins without an Achilles.
Dude, Kirk Cousins is a nice player.
For a couple weeks.
He's not anymore.
It was like the beginning of last season. I want to say it was the first 6 weeks. Kyle Pitts was the number four tight end in fantasy. And then Kirk Cousins.
You can have him.
And then Kirk Cousins re-injured himself, and Kyle Pitts went downhill. I'm telling you, Michael Penix is going to unlock Kyle Pitts.
Where do you stand on Kyle Pitts, Terp?
Yeah, I'm out on Kyle Pitts.
Like the year five breakout, I guess?
And people are saying he's golfing with Michael Penix. So I mean, that could unlock him. I don't see it happening. We do this every year with Kyle Pitts.
Famously so, when he went into the draft, I remember thinking like, oh, great player in college, and like that Florida team was fun to watch, and everyone's like, oh, he's gonna change the game, he's gonna be like the next level tight end. You're like, all right, fine, that's fine. And then he did have 1,000 yards receiving his first year, but he only had one touchdown, and then since then he's been like nothing. So this is going into year five,
which is crazy in itself.
It is, and people are like still waiting for like a breakout. Like, I don't know how many year five breakouts there are.
For what it's worth, the ESPN like PPR rankings they come out with, they have him at 18th for tight ends.
Yeah.
That's so he's not great because the tight ends are not very
deep. They're not. So even if you're in a 14-team fantasy league, ours is 12, like you're not starting him. He's not even the first like backup on a bye week.
No.
Also of note here before we get out of here, the Red Sox 2026 schedule has been released. So save the date on these. They're going to open the season in Cincinnati, which I look at that as a good thing because they could see Big Sugar right off the rip.
That's a good point.
Zach Maxwell could be coming out of the pen for the Reds on opening day. That is early. It's like so late March. They play Cincinnati for a 3-game series. Then they're at Houston. Their home opener is going to be against the San Diego Padres. Xander Bogaerts, Fernando Tatis, and his
Cincinnati
dad.
Will be cold weather too.
Yeah,
by the time they're opening,
yeah.
It usually feels like they're on like the this year was Texas, it was the West Coast the year before. Some cold weather to start the season.
The first games against the Yankees are in the first month of the season. They're at home towards the end of April. Anything else of note here? No, probably not really. So there you go. But yeah, interleague play for the season opener and for the home opener are
That's
both
fun.
Interleague play. It's different. I'm not a huge interleague play fan, but whatever, they have to do it, I guess. at this point. All right, no crossover today, but if we had one, it would have been brought to you by the 99. You've got to try the new burgers at the Nines. Bigger, bolder, and beefier. Their half-pound 100% American Angus beef is sure to please. Try the new bourbon onion burger and get more Ang for the buck. You gotta love the Nines. Terp, great job as always.
Thank you. Happy show anniversary, by the way.
Thank you. The proud one-year anniversary of the Jones and Keefe program. Good job by Bridget and Nick. We'll all be back tomorrow. And Jones makes his triumphant return to the program. It'll be a Would You Rather Wednesday as well. So looking forward to that. Stay tuned. WEEI Afternoons is coming up next. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 10.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.